I don't know how we got from the beginning of the show to here, but here we are. Actually, I know. But it sounds good when I say that. Yes. Hour number three of the Tara Show. I'm your guest host, Bill Frady. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. And since it is the beginning of the hour, I must call out now. El Presidente!
Good morning, sir.
Okay. You know, they're going down into Florida once again. And the whole thing is going to be to magically somehow or other discern the intention of the voter.
But, General, every vote must be counted.
Well, but, you know, shouldn't it be every vote must be counted that's cast and found prior to us closing the polls?
Yeah, that's pretty much, yeah.
Now, here's the thing that I don't think anybody's taking into consideration. When we lost the House, I sat back and I thought about it just for a minute. Now, the left aided and abetted by a bunch of Frito-Con, cruise director-type Republicans, they have sort of designed government now to be largely administered by the judiciary.
Apparently so, yeah.
Let's throw something against the wall and see if it sticks,
right.
Basically.
Yeah.
So has anybody missed the whole thing where the Senate is held by the Republicans and Trump is the
right.
president, and
yeah.
he's already appointed 2 Supreme Court justices? I don't know. I think 29 appellate judges,
yeah.
which is the highest number of any president in history in that amount of time. And the other day, Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell and couldn't get back up.
Yeah, and we hope that she does well. But.
Well, and that's the thing. And this is what I would say, too. Conservatives, Republicans, I beseech you, stop all the rioting and burning and pillaging over losing the House, except that's not what's happening.
No, that's not how the right works.
We need to design our own hat for, like, the, you know, the naughty bits hat that the women's... What could we have?
I don't know. I'm thinking maybe a red trihorn hat.
A trihorn hat. Oh, okay. Like a Paul Revere hat.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Can I put a morale patch on one of those?
I think so.
I may, if it has the Velcro.
That would look cool on you.
Yeah. No, it wouldn't. But anyway, we could. Anyway, what I'm saying is that the left is going through all of this stuff in Georgia.
Yeah.
And I was struck by this. Right before the election, the new Black Panther movement, Four Strong, was patrolling Atlanta
yeah.
with semi-automatic weapons and a very nice Spaz shotgun.
Yes.
Which anybody that doesn't know what you're looking at, that's the Terminator shotgun.
Yeah.
And at the same time, they were supporting a candidate that wants to ban everything they were carrying except their shoelaces.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And the other part is this. You know, walking around carrying all that stuff is fine. That's not the problem. It's when, you know, if you walk up on somebody and plan on using that, you might be surprised at what you find.
Mm-hmm.
But all that, not, you know, I'm just sitting back here, and I'm waiting. I would not be surprised to see Trump, who everybody says, well, I've got a lot of Republican friends that'll say, I don't like him being on Twitter. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he puts things. I think he is a master boxer. I think mm-hmm. he rope-a-dopes and dances around him, and he's always got them focused on him. And in the meantime, he's doing all this stuff. While everybody was out campaigning on the Democratic side, McConnell was out there shoving judges through confirmation.
Yeah.
So I think the way some of these things are going is actually quite masterful. And I would not be surprised if Trump didn't stand up and say, you know, we're a nation of laws. Isn't that what we're told? And here in Broward County, they broke the law. And here in Palm Beach County, they broke the law. Therefore, I'm going to have my attorney general investigate this. And everything is on hold. Rick Scott, you're still the governor. Blah, 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 blah. Bill Nelson, you still get to be senator. But that's all on hold right now. And we're going to look at it. If we find anything wrong, and then that Snipes woman, she should be the first one in the plastic shower shoes and the nice orange jumpsuit being led away in handcuffs on TV.
Orange is the new black, by the way.
That's right. Yeah. They've made a whole TV show about it.
Oh, boy. What a mess.
I mean, I don't understand this.
You rightfully point out this where we stand, and Tara and I talked about this right after the election. My prediction is where we are now, and which is not where we should be as a republic, is going to be governed by executive order and judicial dictate. Because that's what we've set up for now, but with a divided House and Senate.
Sure.
And if, and that's a big...
Of course, the Democrats, they didn't like him in the beginning. They hated him. He was nominated for something where they would not even let... He never got confirmed for it. Then he became a senator for Alabama for a very long time. And then he became the attorney general because he was in the Trump camp. In the beginning, they didn't like him. And now they hate that he got fired. It must be exhausting being on the left. How do you know how you're supposed to act from day to day? Is somebody posting it up on the wall? Is Pelosi and Schumer doing it? Who's telling them? Nancy Pelosi can't even articulate a sentence. Well, now, whenever I see her, it's like I'm waiting for her just to go full on into the sign language because she's using her hands a lot, like she needs them in front of her face in order to help her choke that sentence out. And Schumer, I'm beginning to have a – listen, I'm beginning – this is why I'm age fluid, because I'm beginning to have an issue with all these septuagenarian, octogenarian lawmakers. Because I know a bunch of these people out there that, you know, they're walking around and they just want, you know, they're just living their life. And these people, they're not even thinking right. They're out there making it up as they go. Back to Sessions, though, I digress. This is nothing but, here's the thing. This is the thing with the Mueller investigation. We're supposed to be led to believe that a bunch of really well-placed Facebook ads placed out by the Russian menace on Facebook convinced a bunch of suburban soccer moms from Winnebago County, Wisconsin, to vote for Trump, and that's how he won. Never mind that in Wisconsin, for example, Hillary didn't even go because that was part of the blue wall. Well, I'm just sitting here. Plus, every time I walk, I run the risk of falling flat on my face. That's why I don't walk around, and that's why you always see me in a Barca lounger. Now, Mueller, he now has to survive a change of leadership because after the House of Representatives fell Pete Sessions, I'm sorry, Jeff Sessions, you're right. I'm sorry about that. I'm just getting all the names wrong today. That's all right. If you don't know, everybody knows what I'm talking about because when you're correcting me on the text lines, we're talking about the same people, but that's all beside the point. With this change of leadership at that moment, Trump did the right thing by getting rid of the guy who recused himself. You don't become the chief law enforcement officer and say, in this particular case, I'm not going to be working on it. Because what else has he done? Hours after he was dismissed, the left, fearing that the Mueller probe was now in danger, they went on Union Square in New York City to voice their disagreement with his firing. This is what the executive does. He handles the executive branch. You guys handle the legislative branch. You don't have anything to do with what he does in the executive branch. You don't get to decide who he fires or hires. That's why it's the executive branch. Separation of power. Checks and balances. I learned this at Wade Hampton High School in the ninth grade. I just get this impression of Trump sitting there in a turtleneck, going sort of Bob Ross on everybody. This is the story of democracy. The problem now is that they're not immune to cognitive dissonance. Pelosi is calling this firing of Sessions as an attempt to get rid of Mueller. How long should Mueller be allowed to go on? How long should he be allowed to look? I think it's done already. I mean, what have we gotten out of it? We've gotten a couple of guys indicted on a bunch of stuff that... has nothing to do with it. We've had a porn dancer or, you know, a porn lawyer who's out there, and he's now been thrown out there for a criminal referral as they tried to short-circuit Kavanaugh. And he's also planning on, he keeps trying to get rid of Trump. Everybody's trying to get rid of Trump. Trump is like John Gotti. He is Teflon. You can't get rid of him. He doesn't care. And the problem for all of you leftists is that we who support him, we don't care. I didn't vote for him because he was a Boy Scout. I voted for him because he was a New York real estate developer and he knew how to get things done. That's why I voted for him. And guess what? My vote makes me look like Nostradamus. The in-between is always entertaining. I think we should package the in-between and sell it by subscription. Coming out of WORD during the breaks, Ghost Rider and I were having a discussion. Hey, by the way, welcome back. The Ingalls Advantage talk line is 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. We were just having a discussion about California right now, and we were talking about what apt pieces of music concerning their plight might be. But I have a question about this. They are having these fires because of the way they manage their forests. They don't do any control.
Or don't manage their
forests. Right, correct. But they also have cap and trade. And they're the only ones that have the sort of vehicle registration criteria of their kind for clean air. So when all of California is on fire, what is the air quality like in California?
I imagine it's pretty poor. I mean, you'd think.
Okay.
But the question is, how do you tax the fire?
Well, if it burns down the revenue office, how do you tax anything? I mean, I'm looking at that. You know, they had a bunch of rain here recently, and most of their money was tied up in the high-speed rail that goes nowhere that nobody wanted.
Right.
And, they're trying to make infrastructure in countries where a gallon of gas is $8 or have bullet trains like Asia has or stuff like that. And it's just not translating. But in the meantime, all of this water that they had a bunch of rain. They didn't do anything to manage reservoirs. They didn't do anything to manage spillways. And all of that rain that they could be using that would be irrigating and making things damp, a la unburnable, that ran off into the ocean. But we still got the bullet train, and we still got cap and trade. And right now, run! That's it, what's happening in California right now.
I can't imagine living out there. You know, with all of that going on, I mean, there are natural disasters
everywhere. Sure.
You know, we just had a hurricane blow through here. Well, tropical depression, I guess, by the time it got to the upstate. But it was a hurricane out in the ocean. It hit land as a hurricane in Florida and then just kind of crossed the southeast and dumped a bunch of rain, brought a lot of wind.
Right.
So, anywhere you're going to be, you're going to have some sort of natural disaster to contend with.
Weather.
Yeah. But it just... This being such a – they've already got earthquakes. You can't really do much about earthquakes. You know, it seems like you'd want to stop there and do everything you can to prevent forest fires happening.
Yeah. A bunch of YouTube kids. I mean, you can still make some money on YouTube, and a bunch of them live in places like Calabasas and the Hollywood Hills and everything. They're either renting, leasing, or owning multi-million dollar houses or – You know, around here, we would just call this a place at Gower Estates, you know, because in California, the real estate is so crazy high as far as price. They're all having to run. And they're all the same ones at the same time. They'd be the first ones that they don't like Trump. They think that man-made climate change is a thing. And I don't understand why they're not doing the critical thinking where they say, we here in California practice climate change prevention, and my house is on fire. That's bad of me to laugh like that. Is that politically incorrect too? Politically incorrect. Anyway, no, I just, I'm looking at that, and Trump's going to hold them to on account for that because they want taxpayer funds, which that's always been, well, we have to declare emergency. Mr. President, emergency. Yeah, well, okay, that's fine. I'll declare emergency because your people aren't in charge of you. They can't help it that you guys are idiots, but I'm going to be coming after you and your land practices and the way you manage your forests and everything else. There's going to be hell to pay on this one, Pally boy. I swear to God. Here, hang on a minute. I got to get on Twitter. And so it will go, and we'll see. We'll see. I'm sure the Ninth Circuit will come out against him. And, of course, the Ninth Circuit should be disbanded, too. It's the new normal, man. It's the new normal. up is down, black is white, and I can be age fluid. Should I just hold it at 27 or should I go back to my teen years so that I can have a little bit of growth and still be in the window? What do you think? And where do we cut that off? Where is it where the hipsters look at somebody as they're getting old? Where was that, 35?
Yeah, you know, again, my experience is that the older you get, the more you try and go back and relate to that younger age, the less it's actually going to happen. So hip, you know, it's that California thing. You just pick an age and you're that age forever. You can just be 27, you know, like you want to be forever.
I don't know. I remember when Jerry Brown was governor back in the 70s, he was dating Linda Ronstadt. And like Linda Ronstadt was like just
oh yeah,
an uber babe back then, which is not to say anything about her now. She has some illness, which I think it doesn't allow her to sing. She was a beautiful songstress.
I will admit, I have not kept up with Linda Ronstadt.
But I mean, now he's the governor again.
Yes,
he's the governor again. It's like having Johnny Mac Brown as the sheriff again.
You know what that means? We have to look forward to.
I don't know.
Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger again.
No, I don't think. You know, Arnold is beginning to. He's beginning to have a bunch of health issues. All of a sudden. He has lived to a ripe old age to, you know, I'm fairly certain he was in on the roid thing back in the 70s. So,
well, probably. But, yeah. I mean, he could be
gender fluid, too, age or fluid. Age fluid.
He could be gender fluid as well. Right. You know, everybody else in California.
Yeah. Terminator still. Terminator 22. I'm back again. Whatever. That's a bad Arnold anyway. I don't know. Just looking at that, I try to suss out, because I remember in that same civics class at Wade Hampton in the ninth grade how they told us, as California goes, so does the rest of the country. And California right now, San Francisco, I've always wanted to visit San Francisco and ride my bike on those hills. Even now, right? Except now if I go ride my bike, my tires are going to be covered in human excrement and stuck with a bunch of syringes. Okay? California is the pestilence center of the United States. They're having cholera outbreaks in California. There'll be one block in LA where it's beautiful and you can go buy a purse for $19,000, and one block over is Tent City and Skid Row. They don't have a middle class there. They do not have a middle class. In Silicon Valley, somebody making $200,000 has to live on the side of the road in an RV. Because they can't afford the real estate in Silicon Valley and San Francisco. So what would the song be? What would we write now? There used to be a song called California, Here I Come. What would we write today?
California, Here I Go.
No. California, my rearview mirror or something. I don't know. A lot of people have moved out of California. But I think that's why we have Kyrsten Sinema as an example in Arizona now. Because they've moved.
Oh, I see that they're headed east.
Yeah.
And they've wound up in Arizona.
Well, they can't go too far forward. They can't go too far west. And if they, you know, if they have the big one, then we'll be looking at something called Arizona Bay anyway.
That's right.
So anyway. Musings on the radio show. We could just do a show called Musings. Just talk about whatever comes into our head. Let's go to the phones. Gerald, yes, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. You're doing a fine job as always, Mr.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, well, there's a little bit of hope for California. The WWE is going out there this weekend to Los Angeles to put on a show for them.
That should make everything okay. California is, there's nothing that a few well-placed sinkholes couldn't take care of. And maybe I know a lot of people that live out there. But I know a lot of people that have lived out there that moved away from there, too. And now their new governor, when he was, I think when he was lieutenant governor, they used to do this thing where the lieutenant governor would go visit California businesses. And when Gavin Newsom was the lieutenant governor, he used to have to spend a lot of time in Texas and Arizona and Nevada because a bunch of California businesses moved to those states. So, I don't know. Hope for California. Yeah, I guess that would be nice and everything. It wouldn't be so bad if they weren't out there trying to micromanage the lives of everybody on in their state. And then they don't do anything to actually enforce that which they put in place. Have you noticed that? Did we lose Gerald? Yeah. Okay, we lost Gerald. So anyway, I would like to see hope for California too. I've heard they have great weather. I just would like to be able to rent an apartment there that had more room than, say, my closet. There are a lot of people, and I'm going to talk about these extreme risk orders now. Guns is a very divisive issue. There's a group of people that think that nobody should have guns because guns are what cause crime. The actual weapon involved with me, if you see me around and you're like, does he have a weapon? The weapon is between my ears. The weapon is intent. Okay? The weapon is capability. The weapon is capacity. You can have capability and no capacity, and you're not that dangerous. You can have capacity and no capability, and you still might be a little bit dangerous, but you're just not going to, you're going to have to find different ways to carry these things out. They have something now called the Gun Violence Restraining Order. This is basically the minority report where the gerbils figure out that you might commit a crime based upon some temperamental rant on Facebook or Twitter, and then they're going to carve your name out on a ball, and it's going to go down the hamster tubes and come out, and Tom Cruise is going to get in a flying snail and come out to your house and halo you and take away your guns. Now, there's two types of anti-gunners. There's the ones that say, we just don't want you to be able to do anything with the guns you have, and when you die, they got to go away. And then there's the ones that want to kick in every door and take every gun from everybody else. In Maryland, they have something called the Red Flag Protective Order. And they tried to serve one on a guy named Willis. And this was a demonstration of what confiscation would look like in the nation. Coming from, what is the source here? Two Anne Arundel, a county police officer serving one of Maryland's new Red Flag Protective Orders to remove guns from a house, killed a Ferndale man after he refused to give up his gun and a struggle ensued early Monday morning. The problem was that Gary J. Willis, 60 years old, decided that he was actually due process. There was no due process. They were just there to take his guns away. And he initially put the gun down next to the door, and then he became irate when they served him with the order, opened the door, and he picked the gun up again. And a fight ensued with the gun, and a police officer shot him. Neither police officer was injured. Mr. Willis died. The one that actually served the order or called for this order, and this is the thing about these orders, the way they put these together, if you're related to me and if these were in place here, you could say, well, the other day Bill was putting out a bunch of posts on Facebook that seemed sort of aggressive to me, and I just don't think he has the temperament to own guns. And then they would serve me with the order. And then once they take away all my guns, then I get to go see a judge later. And then the judge will sit there and say, okay, this is valid, this is not valid. And in some cases, like in California, if they're valid for a year if the judge adjudicates you after they've actually penalized you. This is Minority Report. We don't know why the relative of Mr. Willis, a relative of his, was the one that turned in this order. We don't know why this was happening. And I'm not surprised that somebody got shot. Now, here's the problem with this. This is going to happen a few times. This will happen a few times. Wherever they have these orders, I think Florida just implemented them. In a lot of cases in Florida, they are so quick to serve these, they're serving them on people that don't own guns. And this is the problem that you have with these states where they don't have registrations. They'll serve the order, and then they go say, listen, there's talk out there that you want to hang yourself, and we're here to take your guns. I don't have any. Oh, okay. Good for you. We'll talk to you later. This is what gun confiscation looks like. Hour number three is inbound, so stay tuned, please. You're listening to 106.3 WORD.